综合模拟演练六，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Do you know the game of golf originated in Scotland?
No, but it's probably more popular in the United States than anywhere else.
Text 2. Mr. Jones, your son Bill shows great interest in musical instruments.
I only wish to be showed half as much in this English lesson.
Text 3. Excuse me, officer, could you tell me the way to Jingjiang Hotel?
Go down this street for about 3 blocks. Then you will find it's on your left. You won't miss it.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Text 4. Did you go to the theater last night?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of the play?
It was excellent.
Text 5. What a wonderful view. Could you take a picture of me with the flowers in the background?
I am sorry. I just ran out of film.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
How did you feel the first time you spoke English to a foreigner?
Nervous. I felt very nervous.
Why did you feel very nervous?
That was many years ago in New York City. I was asking a man in the street how to get to the nearest station. I was worried that I might not be able to make myself understood, so I gave every word slowly and clearly.
Did he understand you?
He nodded and smiled, but did not reply, so I repeated even more slowly what I had said.
Did he reply this time?
Yes, he said slowly and clearly, "Sorry, I cannot English."
How did you feel the first time you spoke English to a foreigner?
Nervous. I felt very nervous.
Why did you feel very nervous?
That was many years ago in New York City. I was asking a man in the street how to get to the nearest station. I was worried that I might not be able to make myself understood, so I gave every word slowly and clearly.
Did he understand you?
He nodded and smiled, but did not reply, so I repeated even more slowly what I had said.
Did he reply this time?
Yes, he said slowly and clearly, Sorry, I cannot English.
听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
How was last weekend?
Oh, I really enjoyed myself. My friends and I drove out.
Where did you go?
Well, we intended to go to East Lake, but we changed our minds. We decided to go up to the mountains.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, we picked many wild flowers. They were very beautiful.
How was last weekend?
Oh, I really enjoyed myself. My friends and I drove out.
Where did you go?
Well, we intended to go to East Lake, but we changed our minds. We decided to go up to the mountains.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, we picked many wild flowers. They were very beautiful.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
I guess you went to the concert last night.
How did you know? I didn't tell you, did I?
No, but the Beijing Symphony Orchestra has come to Shanghai and it is your favorite.
You are right. I never miss their performances if I have a chance. You know, I have a complete collection of their best pieces.
How was yesterday's performance?
Terrific! They played Beethoven and Chopin's works wonderfully.
How long did the concert last?
About 2.5 hours.
Did you have any trouble getting a ticket?
Yes, all the tickets were sold out 2 weeks ago.
Then, how did you manage to attend the concert?
Well, it's a secret.
I guess you went to the concert last night.
How did you know? I didn't tell you, did I?
No, but the Beijing Symphony Orchestra has come to Shanghai and it is your favorite.
You are right. I never miss their performances if I have a chance. You know, I have a complete collection of their best pieces.
How was yesterday's performance?
Terrific! They played Beethoven and Chopin's works wonderfully.
How long did the concert last?
About 2.5 hours.
Did you have any trouble getting a ticket?
Yes, all the tickets were sold out 2 weeks ago.
Then, how did you manage to attend the concert?
Well, it's a secret.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Well, Mr. Smith.We have had an interesting discussion about your work. Now tell us something about you after work activities.
I guess it's not much different from everyone else. I'm interested in sports and I run about 3 miles every day. I particularly enjoy cross-country running, where you have to run across fields, jump over streams, and so on. While I'm running, I think about all sorts of things at the end of a run. I'm sometimes surprised to find that I've managed to solve a problem that was on my mind. Next year, I'm going to try the London Marathon. It's a long, hard race, 26 miles or 42 kilometers. And I'd like to prove to myself that I'm still almost as fit as I was 20 years ago. My wife doesn't share my interest in mountains. She likes dancing very much, so we decide to follow different hobbies.
You certainly seem to enjoy various types of recreation. All right, Mr. Smith. Thanks for your interesting talk. Well, Mr. Smith, we have had an interesting discussion about your work. Now tell us something about you after work activities.
I guess it's not much different from everyone else. I'm interested in sports and I run about 3 miles every day. I particularly enjoy cross-country running, where you have to run across fields, jump over streams, and so on. While I'm running, I think about all sorts of things. At the end of a run, I'm sometimes surprised to find that I've managed to solve a problem that was on my mind. Next year, I'm going to try the London Marathon. It's a long, hard race, 26 miles or 42 kilometers. And I'd like to prove to myself that I'm still almost as fit as I was 20 years ago. My wife doesn't share my interest in mountains. She likes dancing very much, so we decide to follow different hobbies.
You certainly seem to enjoy various types of recreation. All right, Mr. Smith, thanks for your interesting talk.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
The Louvre Museum in Paris was built in 1793. It's one of the earliest museums ever built in Europe, and it's also one of the most famous museums in the world. In this museum, you can see many different types of art, including paintings, prints, drawings, and other kinds of art collections. Except on Tuesdays and certain public holidays, the museum is opened to the public every day, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The main entrance to the Louvre is through the pyramid, which was designed by the famous architect I.M. Pei. After you enter the Louvre, from a desk near the entrance, you can pick up a free museum handbook. The book is written in 9 languages. It tells you about the museum and all the things in it. But if you prefer listening rather than reading, you can buy a special small radio for about $10. The radio will tell you about the museum as clearly as the handbook. When you want to visit the Louvre, you needn't wait in line in front of the pyramid to buy the tickets. Instead, you can book them in advance on the internet. The price is $6.90 each, and the tickets can be mailed to you within 12 days of your order. If you are headed to Paris and you know that you want to see the Louvre, tickets booked in advance will enable you to walk right in through a special entrance.
The Louvre Museum in Paris was built in 1793. It's one of the earliest museums ever built in Europe, and it's also one of the most famous museums in the world. In this museum, you can see many different types of art, including paintings, prints, drawings, and other kinds of art collections. Except on Tuesdays and certain public holidays, the museum is open to the public every day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The main entrance to the Louvre is through the pyramid, which was designed by the famous architect I.M. Pei. After you enter the Louvre, from a desk near the entrance, you can pick up a free museum handbook. The book is written in 9 languages. It tells you about the museum and all the things in it. But if you prefer listening rather than reading, you can buy a special small radio for about $10. The radio will tell you about the museum as clearly as the handbook. When you want to visit the Louvre, you needn't wait in line in front of the pyramid to buy the tickets. Instead, you can book them in advance on the internet. The price is $6.90 each, and the tickets can be mailed to you within 12 days of your order. If you're headed to Paris and know that you want to see the Louvre, tickets booked in advance will enable you to walk right in through a special entrance.